In this week's episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk with the Ghost Brothers. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello and welcome to episode 87 of Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I, of course, am Kyle McMahon, and I'm excited for this week's episode. I love spooky season. Spooky season for me is all year, and we're technically out of spooky season, but I'm not. Spooky season for me is all year. I love horror. I love ghosts. I love the paranormal. And so I love the Ghost Brothers. And they have shows everywhere, first of all. They got a podcast. They do like appearances, like, you know, kind of ghost tour sort of things. They have merch. They have all kinds of stuff going on. And it's so cool. And I love them. They're so funny. I love how they got into it. And I'm excited for you guys to hear the talk with them. They are really great guys. And yeah, we hear some cool stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff of some of their shows, like Haunted House Guests and Ghost Brothers and all that good stuff. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. But before we do, I need you guys, please, to go to Apple Podcasts and write a review. Honest review. It really, really, really helps grow the show, and it would mean the world to me. So I can continue to keep bringing you amazing guests every week and doing what I do to bring what I do to you. So, all right. Are we ready? I think we are. Let's talk with Dallin, Jawan, and Marcus, the Ghost Brothers. So, I am here with the Ghost Brothers right here on iHeartRadio's Pop Culture Weekly. Thank you all so much for speaking with me. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Oh, man, we appreciate you having us, man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
I appreciate that. So, first of all, you guys have your hands in everything, and I want to get into it all. But let's start at the beginning for a moment. How did you all get together and get interested in paranormal?
Man, it's actually fate. We all end up moving to Atlanta from different places, right? I'm from Dallas, Jawan is from Chicago, Marcus is from the Tennessee, Houston area. And we all met in Atlanta when me and Jawan were in college. Marcus was actually cutting hair, building his entrepreneurial enterprise around all the colleges in Atlanta. And yeah, man, I woke up one day, me and Jawan was roommates in the middle of the night, and I was just like, I never saw any representation of us on any of these Ghost Hunter shows. So one of them was on television. I was just like, I wonder what it looked like if some black folks was hunting ghosts, man. I know we handle things a little differently. Mark, would you say black folks? Hey,
we only ghost we mess with is the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know this ghost. I know the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, I literally ran to Jawan's room, totally disregarded the tie on the doorknob.
which of course means he's praying.
Right, exactly. Yeah, man, I was just like, man, we need to hunt ghosts. And yeah, I'll let Jawan take it from there.
I mean, for starters, I definitely didn't think he was sober, right? Like, I'm like, bro, it's 3 a.m. and you talking about hunting ghosts? All right, that's a little heavy. But, no, it really sparked an interest. And I was like, yo, he has a point. Like, there is no representation of us in this field. And like, we didn't realize how much of a void that was being filled until we got into it. And it's funny because we all grew up in the church. So we all have our own spiritual upbringing, very religious, which also in twofold so does this paranormal world. It's very spiritual. And like, you didn't realize that duality until like you kind of dive into it. So it's almost like we were prepped for this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's interesting because I talked to Elvira, who, of course, is the queen of Halloween. I talked to her a few weeks ago around Halloween, and her and I were discussing. In fact, she kind of put it great, perfectly. We were talking about horror and representation in horror, and she was saying horror so white, you know, and how there is not representation in horror at all. Now it's, you know, it's starting to change slowly, thank God, with people like Jordan Peele you know, these creators that are starting to give rise in that space. But you have a, you know, I didn't really think about it until you guys pointed it out that there, you know, you guys are it at this point right now. There was no one before you. And and that's,
we like to, we, not to cut you off. Yeah. We like to refer to ourselves as the Jackie Robinsons of paranormal.
There you go.
So it's we up there. It's Obama.
Yep.
And then who else you got? Marcus. Who was the next?
You got MLK. You got Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King.
And then the Ghost Brothers.
There you go. That's a great list to be on. And don't forget Kamala either.
No, listen, man. She's on that list.
Awesome. So were you, before you started this, were you interested ever in the paranormal?
I was. I know I was. As they said, I was actually a barber. So, you know, in a barber shop, you know, we talk about everything. We talk about everything from spirits to, you know, relationships to sports. So when this kind of was proposed to me, I was like really comfortable in just working in the relationships and sports genre of life. But then when we were introduced to, you know, Daylin and Juwan, it was like, hey, Marcus, we need you here. It was kind of like, I don't want to be known as no ghost hunter, but now I'm like, I'm glad that I'm known as a ghost hunter. Real talk. So
you know what's interesting, Marcus, man? And I'm thinking about it as we're talking, like I said at the beginning, it feels like fate, because when we first had the idea of doing Ghost Brothers, it was never with the intentions of us doing it. We were just looking for some Black people that hunted ghosts and maybe we could film them doing it. But there were literally no Black people that we could find that were hunting ghosts at the time. So it fell into our laps to be almost like the guinea pigs. Like, we'll just film ourselves and see what it's like. Never in a million years did we think that a television network would find it, and then we would have a show, then the world would see us doing this journey. Like, we had only done it like once or twice. Like, so what you see on television is us authentically going through this experiences and learning it along the way for your viewership. Like, that's what's dope, I feel, about Ghost Brothers.
Absolutely. I mean, I you know, it's we have gotten to take the journey with you, you know, as viewers, and it is, you know, it feels authentic, and I think that's really important. There's so many shows that have spun up and died off over, you know, in this genre that didn't feel really authentic, and I think you guys, you know, that's part of the success of you, is that you are yourselves, you know, take it or leave it, you know?
Right. Definitely.
Makes sense.
So you know, you had this huge hit, and then you have a spinoff. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy how it's taken off for you, and well deserved. You're now doing a podcast, Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Tell me about that.
Go ahead.
It's a dope podcast about all things unknown and known. So it's pretty much the biggest urban legends in the country. And we try to like dig down and get the deepness of it. You know, for some who don't know, we enlighten them. And for most of the time, it's like, we're enlightening ourselves. Some of them might even know. I was like, okay, crybaby, you know what I'm saying? A couple other things. You know, it's been really, really informational and fun. Cause you know, it's us in the booth. We have a good time, you know what I'm saying? We prep, right? We come through. And we have a good time.
Yeah, man. I think what's fun about the podcast is like, we're just genuinely ourselves. So like, if you love the banter of Ghost Brothers that you find when watching us do our investigative shows, this is the banter. Like, this is a free form, flowing jokes, our thoughts in the moment about topics, like Marcus said, some of them we know, some of them we don't know. Candyman, Bloody Mary, we telling personal stories that happen in our lives, making fun of each other. Marcus pun babies. Like, that's crazy. It gets crazy on the podcast.
I mean, we even...
Ghost baby is not crazy to front that baby. You got to specify it. Ghost babies, not unless it's becoming a ghost baby, then I'll kick that. But none
And then we bring in, we also bring in like some of our like supporters that and listeners, like they can share stories and then we'll share their story and talk about it. So it actually becomes a very interactive experience. We bring in experts or people who have had experiences with some of these urban legends and we talk to them. So it's educational, it's fun, it's interactive. Like it's just really a great podcast.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And we had Roy Wood Jr. on there too. So Comedy Central's own, he killed it too. So we've had a great time with it. We can't wait to do more.
Yeah, it's a great show. And there are plans for more. How long you think you can go with this?
Man, listen, man. We can make every single we can talk about anything.
However long you want it to go.
Listen,
I think urban legends exist everywhere at this point.
When we run out of stories, we'll start making them up. Listen, man.
It'll be new ones. There'll be new stories.
There you go.
Heard about in Memphis, Tennessee.
Demon. What they say in Boondocks? A pimp named Slickback.
Yeah, have you heard of the haunted Biggie Funko Pop? I don't know if now you can see him.
Oh,
Biggie's his backdrop.
Listen, that's a whole nother episode.
There you go.
A whole nother episode, baby.
So you guys, you've explored a lot, you've covered a lot, you've done a lot. What has been the most surprising thing for each of you on this journey so far, whether it be, paranormal or otherwise?
You know what, for me personally, I think this whole process has genuinely opened up my mind to everything. I remember specifically being at one of these paranormal conventions, and I was sitting next to the guy who was talking about hunting Bigfoot. And in my mind, I'm like, man, Bigfoot? And I'm like, Dalen, you're here hunting ghosts, bro. Like, wouldn't make anything that he does. Yeah, right? And then I started listening. And I was like, well, golly, man, it's some big feats out here, man.
There's multiple big feats. There's aliens. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Everything. So yeah, just for me, just opened up my mind to just the belief in like aliens, the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, like who knows what this earth, this world, this universe is offering, man. So yeah, I'm just open-minded to it.
How about for you, Juwan?
I would say that it's kind of inspired me to walk in a different way. I think part of it is like what Dalen was saying, like I've opened up my mind to all these different sectors in the paranormal realm, but it's also opened up my mind to like understanding just different walks of people. Like if we're just talking about from a reality standpoint and how like just everyday person, people are different. And you just lend that understanding because like I'm out here, like you said, I'm hunting ghosts. So I definitely didn't want to be judged for that. And I don't think anybody else should be judged for what their belief system may be.
And Marcus?
I've just learned how to say yes to pretty much everything. Anything that Dalen and Juwan and myself, we come up with, just say yes. Because every time we've said yes or we've all put our minds together to do something, we've literally accomplished it every time. And I think with us as our group, what I've learned is that camaraderie, cooperation, partnership, honesty, trust, still works, you know what I'm saying? It's still out here. And, you know, I trust these brothers with my life, with my kids' lives and everything. So it's just like, and even just the success of our life, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just to be able to say like, yeah, I'll go ghost hunting. Like, that's like something that, you know, I wouldn't have said yes to, but you know, as a result, it's opened my life up to be, you know, what it is. We're world renowned. We're renowned ghost investigators. And it's just beautiful to see that we're able to inspire other people to live outside the box too. And like Juwan said, we're not judging nobody. We're the coolest kids that are probably ever in a room. Every time we go into a room, we're probably the coolest folks in there. And we make sure everybody knows, hey, y'all just as cool as us. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do.
I love that. And, you know, with saying yes, I'm sure y'all know Shonda Rhimes. She actually wrote a book called The Year of Saying Yes. And it was actually similar to that, where she decided in her career, any opportunity that seemed great, no matter how scary or whatever, she was going to say yes to. And of course, you know, we all live in Shondaland now. So yeah, it's.
No, that's dope. I'm gonna be honest though. I thought you were gonna be like, you know, Shonda Rhimes. Come on out. Yeah.
We'll have to digitally insert her after.
I watch it every night. Me and Tina watch it every night.
So you guys, you know, it's obvious how close you guys are. You know, you can just feel it watching you interact with each other. It's also unique. I had a friend who did Survivor, one of the first seasons, and there is no other 16 people. He was in the first season. There's no other 16 people on Earth that had that experience that they did. And I feel like it's very much the same for you three. You know, there's no other three people on Earth that has done this and spearheaded this thing and brought it into the world that's uniquely you, particularly not just you three as individuals, but you three representing, you know, an entire block of people that weren't represented in this space before. How does that feel for you?
Man, to me, bro, that's a privilege and it's an honor. And I tell people all the time, like you said, no one can tell the story that we can tell. Like, we love and appreciate Jordan Peele for all the work that he's done, you know, with Get Out and, you know, and Us and stuff like that, which is dope. But like, man, we have some serious stories that we're looking to push, man, that's authentic and that we've experienced. And like, yeah, man, like, it's just, it feels really dope to be in a space and be authentically yourself and accepted and respected by everyone that's digesting that content. Yeah.
How about you, Juwan or Marcus?
It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm fortunate. I'm also aware that, you know, we're kind of in a fortunate space because, like, we're placeholders, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, there's going to be people coming after us, and so like, we want to be able to make sure we bring them up. We want to be able to make sure that we are honoring, you know, the genre in the most respectful light. And we also want to make sure that we're not losing ourselves within that position. And just being aware that it's bigger than just us, it's really fortunate for me to be in that place.
Marcus?
Humbling. It's humbling, man. Like, if you, like, you just framed it, out of how many people in the world? There's like, what, billions of people in the world? Like, us three randomly are the ones who are the ones leading right. This. So it's like, it's humbling because it's like, you know, that there's probably people out there who we didn't even get to find, like as Dalen was saying, who actually are like about this life and just weren't technologically savvy to where we could find them on the internet, and they just still just do the work. So it's just, we find it very humbling and to like be able to, one, bring people entertainment, you know, and at the clip that we do, because I know we like the top, we're just fun dudes to be around. And then just to know that, like you said, we're placeholders, like, even with the companies that are going to work with us and have worked with us, they know that, like, yo, we go hard, we work hard, we do everything. Like, I'm on a set right now working, but still doing this. Like, we love working hard and like really being a great representation of like dopeness, not just my people, but the dope people of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I was talking to 50 Cent a couple weeks ago for the show, and I love him. I mean, and in my opinion, how can you not? And what I said I love about him most was not his music. Oh, that's dope. Although that's dope, but his business, you know, he's not a musician. He's not an actor. He's a businessman. And all of those things fall under, you know, acting and music and writing and producing all falls under him being a businessman. And he seemed surprised. He loved it, but he seemed surprised by that because, he kind of mentioned that not a lot of people really ever point that out. But it, in my eyes, for you guys, it's very much the same thing. No matter what you are branching out into, it's still the Ghost Brothers brand, if you will. And whether it's a television show, a streaming thing, a spinoff, a podcast, appearances, it's all under that brand. And you are inspiring, whether knowingly or obviously or not. You're inspiring other people, even if it's subconscious to them, that, hey, you know, there might be this little black girl in, you know, some city somewhere that's seeing you guys. And she's like, oh, they're awesome. They're really cool. And that might open her up to doing this that otherwise she wouldn't have, because it's all people that look like me, you know, and she can't relate to that. And so I love that it's not just, in my opinion, for you guys, it's not just the brand, but it is a movement, really.
Right.
Yeah. Movement pancakes now. We got pancakes. I'm glad that you brought up that we're businessmen. The Ghost Brothers now have pancakes. So go, knock that up. We got a nice Bros Gourmet. So go check us out, man. We just always trying to do greatness. You know what I'm
saying? What's it called?
It's called the Bros Gourmet. So we actually have, we tell people all the time, man, we've literally traveled the world investigating ghosts. And everybody knows after investigation, it's like 5 or 6 in the morning when you leave, and we literally always have a tradition of going to find something to eat. And in these small towns, it's always some little diner that's known for their waffles or their pancakes. So we've had literally waffles and pancakes all over the country. And we thought it would be only right for us to, you know, release our own. So we partnered up with a young lady that went to Clark Atlanta University with us. She was actually featured on Shark Tank, and her company won a deal, and she has production all over the country. We've linked up with her for our own line of pancake and waffle mix. So we're launching next week with our first flavor, which is pumpkin spice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I know you like it, Kyle.
We got Sweet Pie coming up next, but we can't. We got that spice for y'all.
And I'm going to wear my Uggs while I eat it too, by the way.
You got to.
Yeah, man, I'm out here, man. I love it.
So where's the best way to keep track of all of the projects that you're doing?
Man, honestly, personally, our personal Instagrams, like we're very active on social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook. So for me personally, it's just my name, Daylan Spratt, and I literally post appearances, television shows, the releases of our products, everything on our personal Instagram.
Awesome. And same for you too?
Same for me. I'm on all social media platforms, Jawan Mass. So Instagram, Facebook, those are the high activity engagement ones. I'm also on Twitter. For the group ourselves, you can follow straightghosting.com. for different events we have going on, different projects, and you can get some merch. So that's another platform.
Awesome. And Marcus?
Man, shoot. Just put me in the Google. You'll find your boy.
Just Google D. Marcus Harvey.
Now there's gonna be a white guy who shows up first, but he's an artist. But after you get him, you'll find me.
All right. And we'll have all the links up for everybody in the show notes and on the videos and the blogs and all that. You guys, side note, there's a place in Delaware called Frightland, and it is a haunted attraction, but it's on one of the attractions they actually use. It's a 202-year-old barn that is extremely haunted. There's a documentary out there that's really interesting. It is terrifying. So if you ever end up in Delaware, stop over at Frightland, and it's some scary stuff there. But thank you all so much. Please, next time you're doing a project, come on and let's talk about it. And please keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Sure, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the time, Kyle. Appreciate you.
Of course.
Tell everybody about Fright Club.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Fright Club, it starts airing today, November the 18th, on Travel Channel. So our first season of Fright Club that was solely on the streaming service is now being released on Travel Channel episode by episode. So come check us out, baby.
Fright Club. There it is. Thank you, boys.
Oh, that's dope.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy. Did I not say how hysterical they are? I absolutely love those guys. They're just great guys, a ton of fun to talk to. I just want to hang out with them all. And maybe I will someday. Maybe we'll do a live ghost hunt or whatever. That would be really fun. So in any event, follow them. They have a website, straightghosting.com, which is your channel, you know, for all of the Ghost Brothers stuff, or you can follow them on IG or whatever. They gave you the links, and we'll, of course, have them in the show notes. All right. That is this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. I love you all. Thank you for allowing me to do this each and every week. I hope that you continue to enjoy these interviews and conversations with some of our favorite pop culture celebrities. All right. I'll see you next week. I love you. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call, baby? Ghost Brothers. Hoo, yeah.